Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Which was a terrible, terrible second half, an abysmal third quarter. Did you play defense? Was there defense played in the third quarter? I don't think so. It was pretty bad. I was really disappointed by the effort that I saw, but you lose by four, you're on the road, you've now dropped three straight. The natural thing to sort of ask off of this is just a simple, and we will, at 216-474-0092. Three losses in the books in a row ties your longest loss streak of the season. Are you worried about a team that just has a few more games to play, 13 left to go in the regular season, and you're now tying your longest loss streak of the year? Again, a terrible third quarter, a bad second half. You're outscored 43-32 in the third quarter. I mean, at that pace, you're going to score like 180 if you're scoring 43 a quarter and you're the Kings. You just didn't play defense. A second half where defense was not played. Really, everything outside the first quarter, defense was not played. And it's obvious that this team, for better or worse, is putting in less of an effort on that side of the ball here in the end of the regular season. Yeah, we watched this team. We watched them be pretty dominant defensively throughout the year. I think that this Cavs team is a solid defensive team. I don't think that they're just all of a sudden now getting exposed by a team like the Sacramento Kings, by the way, without Domantas Sabonis, far and away their best player. You just aren't putting in the same effort that you were putting in. You just clearly showed up and didn't have the same drive, didn't have the same desire to compete on the level that you've been competing at all season long. And it's a conversation to be had on sort of a big picture scale here, because this could be simple as being worried about the Cavs. If you are, I think you might be missing part of the picture, because I'm not worried about a team that has dropped three games straight with 13 to go. And that's coming from somebody who says they don't want them to just sort of coast through the end of the regular season. But I also understand that in reality, they're kind of going to coast through the end of the regular season. They have nothing left to play for. There's truly no reason for this team to get up every single day on a West Coast trip, get amped up to go play the Sacramento Kings. They're pretty much solidified into the one seed. It's great. You would love to be there, and there's no complaints coming from anybody about where this team has ended up in the grand scheme of things in the Eastern Conference. You're top of the East. You're still six games ahead of Boston with 13 to play. I mean, you'd practically have to drop all 13 in order to lose the one seed. Now, maybe a little dramatic on my part, but like, you would have to play bad basketball, and Boston would have to continue to sort of win out in order for things to fall their way. Probably not going to happen. It just, if you have that done, you have now nothing left to strive for in terms of 70 games. I don't think the team cared about that in the first place, but you have nothing left to go for in that category. What are you getting out of bed every day going, wow, can't wait to play this game against a West Coast team that the only chance I see them beyond a game that actually matters is in the NBA Finals? And here's a little spoiler for you. The Sacramento Kings are not making the NBA Finals. Sorry. Any Kings fans out there? If I just reached one Kings fan who happened to be flipping through the stations, I'm sorry to let you know, they're not making it. It's not going to happen. So it's just, what motive do you have to go out there and play against the Sacramento Kings on a random night, on a Wednesday, when you basically have the one seed locked up? They have nothing left to play for. And I think that's very evident by the way that they've played in their last few games. It's not like they're phoning it in, but you can tell the intensity levels drop down. The way I would describe it is that I think this Cavs team's sort of treating the regular season like a lot of other teams in the NBA treat the entirety of the regular season. That's what you're getting out of this last 20 or so game stretch from your Cavs. Which is, okay, if we go into a game on a night and we just feel like we don't have it and we want to phone it in, we'll phone it in. Because in the grand scheme of things, talent will win out. And in the case of like if a team like the Boston Celtics did this, and when you got to the big matchups, you played a little bit harder. But on any given night, it could just be rolling through the motions. Well, you're still going to win 50-plus games and you're still going to make the playoffs. And you're not going to have a problem. You're going to be one of the top seeds like the Cavs were last year. You don't have to worry about anything. And you're just playing and basically banking on the fact that my team is more talented than your team. We're going to win more games than we lose. But we understand that's going to come with rough patches throughout the season. Where, oh, Donovan's cold. Darius is cold. And you're just not putting up the same type of production that you've been putting up all year. You've now gotten to the Cavs sort of bringing themselves down to the level that every other NBA team is playing at. And that comes with its rough patches. They're just not playing to the same level of intensity. And we all know that this is true. And it's not a knock to the Cavs for me to sit here and tell you, oh, well, this team is sort of, you know, taking some time off, not playing their hardest basketball, and they've taken it down an intensity level. That might scare you, but as I tell you, that's what every team does. Look at the playoffs. Look at the way that every team's game changes, and it feels like they reach another level. They take a notch up in the intensity and the dedication and just the all-out effort that they give on every given night. Your Cavs haven't gotten worse. They haven't gotten absolutely lazy. They've just come back down to earth and realized, okay, the regular season from here on out, it's important that we win. It's important we get the one seed. Anything beyond that's not that important. I don't think they really care about the overall one seed. I think if you go through this last stretch of games and you're still in competition, your last few games, you might strive for it. But I don't think you're going to be going all out in the last, you know, double digits amount of games going, well, we got to lock up the one seed because if we make it to the finals, we need game seven to be included. No, you don't care. You're just looking to make the NBA finals. It's one step at a time. If you make it there, we'll deal with it when we get there. Hopefully you don't have to make it to a game seven. You just don't worry about that. So I'm not worried about this Cavs team at all. At all heading into this West Coast trip. I said this felt like a perfect time to maybe take the foot off the gas, relax a little bit, start to wind some of your players down, just take an easy bit, and then we'll get to the final five or so games, and you'll ramp it back up. You'll have guys start playing more minutes. You'll get a little more intensity going, and you'll see if you can ramp it up to try to match more of a playoff atmosphere in those final five games, but not right now. And we have to live with that. And we have to be okay with that. If you're overreacting to Cavs games, I'm sorry, but the team that you watched for the first few months is not the same effort and level of team that you're going to get for the next 10 or so games. You're just not going to get there. They'll be back for the playoffs. They'll be ready to go with you, but it's not going to be in their current state right now. And we all have to live with that. We all have to be perfectly fine with it. And if anything, I think you can take this and almost spin it into a positive. In fact, Danny Cunningham was on with Afternoon Drive. You know, you can hear him on the station from time to time. The Inside Shot Substack, you can read his stuff there. Always doing good stuff, Danny. But he was on with Afternoon Drive earlier today. And he pointed out that exact fact at how this could just be turned into a positive for the Cavs.
You'd rather hit the wall right now than in mid to late April, early May. Like, if you're going to have a time to slump, I think March is really the perfect time for a great team to go through something like this, because I do think it removes any bit of complacency that this team would have had. And I don't think that they would have had this, but I do think that this is kind of the right time for them to slow down a little bit.
you can turn this into a positive. You can spin this to be, okay, if you aren't intentionally taking your foot off the gas and this is just something that kind of happened, here's your wake-up call. Every other team's still playing hard. And you can turn this thing into a positive. So I ask you, 216-474-0092, at what point for the Cavs do you become concerned? If you're not concerned now, is there a point in the regular season where you can reach being concerned? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we get to our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys today in terms of guests coming up at 8:40 with Draft Daily. We have Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. We'll get the draft thoughts of the New England Patriots, who have the fourth pick in the NFL draft. We'll see what they're thinking. Obviously not going to be quarterback, but maybe where they're leaning and whether or not they could be looking to trade up to get in the Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter mix. 9:20, we'll talk to Logan Potoski, Cleveland Guardians on SI as well, the play-by-play broadcaster for the high affiliate of the Guardians, the Lake County Captains. Station Buzz coming your way at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Jax later on the show for Change Your Mind. A whole lot more to come. But right now, 216-474-0092. At what point in this Cavs season do you become worried? To sort of push along if you're the Cavs, you can run into more of a scenario where you get a little bit later and all of a sudden things are not going as swimmingly and you are pushing up to the end of the regular season and all of a sudden you haven't really kicked it into high gear. I mean, you have this West Coast trip that ends in Portland next Tuesday. You come back home and then you have San Antonio, a slew of East Coast teams. I think somewhere towards the last 5 to 7 games, probably when you really reach April, right? That'll pinion your final 7 is where I want to see you sort of take the reins back. If you go through the next 6 games and, you know, you went 1-5, 2-4, 3-3, I'm not, 1-5 might scare me. 0-6 will scare me. If you lose 9 games straight, I'm scared. I'm sorry. But if you go 2-4 in the next 6 games, I'm probably still not batting an eye. Now, I'm going to come in with the understanding that the last 7 games, I need to go better. I need you to hit a switch and flip your mentality back to playoffs and actually be able to hit your stride within those last couple of games. But up until that point, I just don't know that I have real worry. Other than the dramatics being brought up, or yes, you're losing 9 games in a row. You're not competing at all against these teams that you should be taking games from. And understand that losing 9 games in a row or dropping a large portion of the games coming up comes with sort of the caveat you would have to lose to Utah. You would have to lose to Portland, San Antonio. These aren't great teams. There's 3 games in a row. Like you got to win at least 1 or 2 of those. But I just don't think I'm worried game to game looking at this team thinking about, okay, you lost to Utah on a Sunday afternoon. Am I really worried? No. It does not matter. We are to the point where it doesn't matter, and I love to see a team compete in the regular season. I am truly one of the, I think, diminishing fans across the NBA at this point that feels like the regular season really does matter. And you have to play well in it. And you can't just treat it like it's nothing. Like, yeah, some teams coast by, but you look at the teams that compete a little bit harder, and I do feel like they're more ready and more prepared to go play in the postseason. Like, I think you look at Boston. I think that's a team that really does take the regular season fairly seriously. More like to the level of the Cavs than the level of maybe like the Lakers or some other teams across the league, the 76ers, certainly this year, where you're just like, oh, okay, today's a bad day. Today's not going to be a game that we win. We'll phone it in. The Celtics still do that, but not nearly as much as a lot of the other teams, I feel like, in the NBA. It just doesn't happen. And they come out, win a championship for it. It's like the Lakers right now. I don't know that you're winning a championship. Feels like there's a lot of breaks taken there. Feels like there's a lackadaisical play within the games across the season. And rest days abundant. I just feel like in the regular season, yes, if you take it seriously, you get more prepared for the playoffs. But for the Cavs, it's different. Now it's, you took it very seriously for 62 and then some change, maybe 65 games, and then you took your foot off the gas. Because you had taken it so seriously and put together such a good product that you left yourself in an opportune position to do so. So you're taking that opportunity and you're kind of running with it. For instance, sitting players right now, Darius Garland yesterday didn't play. Pat on the back to Coach Kenny Atkinson, pat on the back to the Cavs. You shouldn't be playing night in and night out right now. There's no reason. As long as you're winning a few games, and ideally the Cavs walk away from last night with a win. You lost a four-point game, a competitive game. It's not ideal. If a game against LA, against the Clippers, where they go and they hit every single shot, it's like, all right, you just lost tonight. That's fine. I'd like you to win the competitive one. But still, you sat Darius. Darius gets a day of rest. Go take your rest days. I'd much rather you have fresh legs in the playoffs. I'd much rather you be sitting there and feeling pretty confident and feeling like, okay, yeah, if I was struggling, I got a day off, or I really just did get to sort of take a couple vacation days. Sort of compare it to a regular job. And the NBA is not a regular job, but just for an instance, compare it to your office 9-to-5. Sometimes it's a lot easier to go into work after having a period of like, oh, it was a vacation, you took a couple days off, and you even spurs those days out where it's like, oh, last week I only worked Tuesday and Thursday. And then this week I'm going in Monday through Friday. Sure, is it maybe going to be sort of an adjustment? Like if Darius is sitting here taking days off, do I maybe need you to, I don't know, treat the next 3 days and you're going to have to take some time to bounce back? Yeah, but you're going to get there and you're going to feel better about doing your job because of it. So the whole reason vacation exists. And I understand it's not a vacation. The NBA players, you only play through the season. Your off season is your vacation. You have plenty of time to do so. But through in a strenuous season, yes, you can sort of treat it like a regular job where you take the vacations and coming back from them. There's a ramp up period to get reacclimated, and it's like, okay, back to work. Here we go. I just feel a little sluggish at this. I feel a little out of my element. But by the second or third day, the train's back on the tracks, and you're operating at full speed, and things are good. And that's how I'd love for the Cavs to sort of approach this. Just start rotating days off and go into the playoffs, a better rested team, a team with a better mentality that doesn't feel worn out from the regular season. A team that can build the anticipation getting to the playoffs, not just by sort of moseying around and going through the motions to get through the regular season, but by actually thinking about, okay, we have to get through this many more games. I'm not playing some of these. Now I'm starting to build the anticipation of what it's going to be like when I get to a playoff atmosphere. I think that's a completely different environment. You get to jump in to a sort of completely different style of game, and I think that's exciting for guys. I think guys yearn for that opportunity every single year. You want to make the playoffs. You want to be playing during that time. You play in the regular season with the hopes of getting it into games that act under that level of dedication and intensity. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're striving for. And I think that's going to be easier. If I'm sitting here, and I'll ask you 216-474-0092, if you like the Cavs resting players right now, because I'm a huge fan of it, and I'll pound the table left and right about Cavs and everybody within this team getting a few days off, getting to take a break and not have to be pedaled to the metal, and taking this to the all-out brink end of the regular season where, yes, the Cavs play less minutes than a lot of teams across the NBA. I mean, Donovan's averaging, what, 31 minutes a game right now? Roughly in that ballpark? Guys, that's nothing. I mean, that is nothing compared to the grand scheme of the NBA and what your stars normally play.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's not always just a minutes thing. It's a days played thing. All right, take your break. Take a deep breath, relax. Again, sort of build up to the moment that you've been waiting for. Okay, let's turn it up. You play the Magic in the first round. All right, ideally that's my team's really excited, takes it to them for four games, and they get to sit and get excited for the next round too. I'll take that any day of the week. If that's what it takes to sit here and rest guys and have you into a state to get there and making sure that you have fresh legs, you're healthy getting to the playoffs, that's the most important thing. That's your goal for the next 13 games. Nobody get hurt, maintain the one seed, and don't go off the rails. I think you're in a perfect spot to be able to do that right now. 216-474-0092. I want to get your thoughts on, again, do you like the Cavs resting players right now? Let's go out to the phones. Mike is in Cleveland Heights. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, as far as the Cavs resting players and, like, you know, should we be worried or, you know, this is the thing, the whole thing is, like, they play too many games right now. Like, the product is too watered down. Like, if Darius Garland and All-Star is not playing, and I've bought a ticket in Sacramento, and he's not playing because of rest, right? I mean, there's too many games. So this is what I suggest. And, I mean, as far as the Cavs, I'm going to make my prediction on the Cavs. They're going to lose in the second round. They're going to lose to Detroit. But this is the thing. Make the games – play, like, 40 games in the regular season. Make the games more scarce. Make them, like, mean more. And the players got to take a pay cut. And then shorten the playoffs. Even make it, like, single elimination. And just make it, like, you know, like the games mean so much more. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and Mike, I appreciate the call. I think it would be great to have this run like the NFL. But the reality is, I think even if you shorten this, if you dropped it down to half of where it is right now, and you played 41 games a year, you're still going to get guys that sit out. You're still going to get guys that treat a rolled ankle as if they had snapped their leg and they're going to take 3 weeks to recover from it. That's not going to change. You're going to have guys take rest days, because even if I've built up a 9-game lead and there's only 41 games, we run into the exact same problem we run into now, which is, why am I going to play in those games? You run into it in the NFL season too. Now with 17, it's a lot different because one game could be a massive difference maker. But you run into it when you get to week 18 in the NFL. How many teams look at their starters and go, nope, no thanks? Bills did it last year. Joe Milton was thrown against, a couple of plumbers and five or six starters from the Bills. It's disrespectful. I shouldn't say that. I take that back to a degree. But still, the sentiment is there. I don't think you fix it by doing that. I truly don't think this is even an embodiment of that issue in the first place, is that there's too many games. There's a lot of other teams right now having to compete, having to battle through these games. I mean, look at the Eastern Conference standings. The Eastern Conference in the middle of the pack is tight. Between 4, 5, and 6, those teams are separated by a grand total of one game. The Pacers are in fourth and have a one-game lead over the Milwaukee Bucks and the Detroit Pistons, who are tied for fifth. Like, that is a group of teams who are going to have to play every single night and give their heart to the game. The only reason why we can talk Cavs rest days when they haven't done it all year is because, oh, you're still six games up on the Celtics and going to be the one seed when this is said and done. You have the opportunity. You've given yourself the chance, and the beauty of it is you've pushed yourself into a place to be here. Also, Cavs ain't losing to the Pistons. You're losing to the Pistons, the Eastern Conference Finals. One of the worst teams in the NBA last year. They're not losing to the Pistons. J.B. Bickerstaff in a playoff series, right? Because we haven't learned that is a clear problem and a clear issue. That's just no chance. That's not happening. We have time to slip in one more call. We slip in one more. Let's go out and take Ben from Brunswick. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, Jake. So with the Cavs, I'm not really worried, like, at all. If you think about it, the end of the season is so important for a lot of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we are in these close games, yes, we're losing some, but we're resting core pieces, and we're coming out with a close game like that, I'm not worried. I think we need to rest, stay healthy, and get ready.
Yeah, I mean, and Ben, I appreciate the call, and I agree with you. It's you look at the way that this team performed without Darius Garland, and you say, okay, yeah, they were missing Domantas Sabonis, so you could look at it as a more even matchup if you want to. But still, you lost the game by 4 points. And you're in the midst of a Donovan Mitchell slump. And you lost by 4 points. You got to see a great game from Evan Mobley. You got to see the team put out an effort that I think was less than ideal on the defensive end. But in the offensive end of things was perfectly fine. It's not an issue. Sort of a no factor for me. I look at it, I'm like, okay, that's a game in the middle of March. When you have a big lead, on to the next one. It's sort of going to be my mentality here on the entire West Coast trip. All right, coming your way in about 5 minutes, we'll get to the station buzz. You'll hear the most pressing clips from our guests across the station all day long. Again, coming to you in about 5 minutes, it's Jake Volnick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.